All right, one other wonderful person of note this week, Grandfather Wallace, Black Elk. And you may or may not have heard me talk about Wallace before, but he was a wonderful Lakota medicine man, a shaman, and a friend of mine who I was fortunate enough to spend some time with in the years between 2000 and 2002. Grandfather Wallace joined the ancestors back in 2004, just about 3 years ago. In fact, it'll be 3 years this coming Wednesday, January 25th. And he was an amazing man and someone who I'm very fortunate to have called, you know, my grandfather. And he wrote a book that was called Black Elk, The Sacred Ways of a Lakota. And I think I'm going to read just a little bit out of it for you because it means a lot to me and Wallace meant a lot to me, and I got a couple minutes to do it here. So I'll read a few minutes just out of Wallace's book. Again, this is called Black Elk, The Sacred Ways of a Lakota. Wallace Black Elk, not Nicholas Black Elk, although they are related. They say that at one time we were civilized and educated. My grandfather told me that. They say we could talk to the trees and all the green. They say we could talk to the winged people, the four-legged creeping crawlers, mammals, and the fish people. They say that at one time we could all talk to each other. No matter how many countless languages, forms, and shapes, and symbols there were, they say we all spoke the same mind. That is called civilized or educated. Well, we kind of drifted away from there and drifted over here. Now we call ourselves the civilized, Christianized world, but we just formed a little world all of our own. Then we got ourselves caught over here without spirit, and we ended up with zero. If you see a tree, it doesn't move. It doesn't talk or walk. You just see it. You just see a tree, that's all. But the trees talk. They have a language of their own. So all this green that you see, they communicate. As with each one of the winged people, they have a song. It's the same with the four-legged and the creeping crawly creatures. So that's how come we have an eagle song, a buffalo song, and even a serpent song, a serpent language. And it is there for those mammals and fish people also. So recently the scientists discovered that the whale also sings. They listened to see if they had a language, and they had a sing-song. So every creature has a song. Every two-legged spirit and each one of the thunder beings has a song. Even the spider that we call Iktomi. He walks, he rolls, he flies, and he sings a song. So we have medicine songs for that spider, Iktomi songs. So I want to tell you that you have a lot to learn. What you know today, it's just a little bit, like the blink of an eye. So the power is immense. Today in Webster's Dictionary, in the whole English language, look for the word Indian. Webster never defined what the Indian means. It only gave primitive people of North America. That's all. So the definition of earth people goes much deeper. It goes back to the fire and the rock and the water and the green. So that definition goes much deeper. So we are the real true earth people, the sacred mystery people of Turtle Island. And so there will be a time when people will understand who we really are. Really who we are. And I think all races of people are going to find themselves as earth people. Then it will come to one understanding again. And that is my goal, to define who we are. Wallace Black Elk, here's to you, my grandfather. You helped me see who I was, for sure. And this show tonight is dedicated to you. I love you, Grandfather Wallace. Wambli Chikala. Little Eagle. Thank you so much for everything you gave to us. This was a medicine man, people. In the true sense of the word medicine. This is no Eli Lilly, Pfizer, Merck medicine man. This was the real deal. An earth medicine man. So thank you, Grandpa Wallace, for everything you taught me and for everything you continue to teach me. Thank you. May the ancestors hold you in their hands and in their hearts. Rewind what you. Or rewind what you.